The following is another classic hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Service strong down the middle to Smith. Overpassed above the net and a free ball tip down for Emily Jones.
Tonight, it's Class B State Tournament action from Grand Island featuring the Northwest Lady Vikings. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
There's a good look for Soto, but again, McNeil is with another dig in the back row. Set out to Friesendorf. Instead, it'll be taken by Keel. Northwest on the defense. Here's Smith to set it across. Free ball over to the Vikings. Here's a quick set middle. Carney Keel will put it down off the assist from Emily Jones.
Northwest has made the state finals the past 3 years, but has yet to claim the championship. The Vikings are hoping some home cooking will change this year's outcome. It's Grand Island Northwest State Volleyball action coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And a very pleasant good evening to you from Grand Island High School, part of the opening round of the state volleyball tournament. Hope everyone's having a very pleasant Veterans Day. Want to wish all our veterans out there, myself included, for serving. Thanks so much for keeping us safe and for doing what you do and what you did. Always appreciate it. If you haven't thanked or hugged a veteran today, make sure you go out and do it before the day's over with. We've got some fantastic volleyball coming your way tonight, and we are excited to be here for some Class B action as Grand Island High School hosts this opening round of Class B tournament, the Class B bracket we are working at right now. Tonight we'll feature the Bennington Badgers with a record of 30-2 coming into the contest, first time in Class B, taking on the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. Not quite a home game for the Northwest Vikings, but still they're at least getting some home cooking as we welcome the volleyball tournament to Grand Island and Hastings this year. Nice to get out of Lincoln and get a look at some new digs, and always, of course, fantastic to have them in our neck of the woods. Northwest Vikings, no stranger to this tournament whatsoever. They have been here the last three consecutive years, and for 3 years in a row, they've been the bridesmaid, never the bride, always runners-up in the last 3 years. This year at 32-3, head coach Diane Ruzzi says that she would like to make it the fourth time a charm for the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. Again, we're hoping some home cooking will stir stuff up for the Northwest Vikings, but in their way is a very tough Bennington Badger team that played C1 last year and was in the state tournament but had a first-round loss against Kearney Catholic. Now they move to Class B, and here are the Badgers on the opening round of the state volleyball tournament, and let me tell you, it could not get much better. They are a fantastic ball club. They've got some incredible players on their team. They have height to go along with it. They've got a couple players in the six-foot range, as do the Northwest Vikings, and they bring a certain young girl to this lineup that is absolutely phenomenal. We will be calling her name quite often tonight, and that is Carney Cool. 5'11", a senior, racking up some big points and doing some wonderful things for the Northwest Vikings, and they're both on the court tonight, all set and ready to go, separated by only a net. The Badgers and the Vikings, the Bennington Badgers, head coach Scott Roman, again brings a very talented squad to the state tournament, and here they are in Class B, picking right up where they left off last year, with another solid ball club doing well. They are ready to go. Great following all the way around. It's not quite a home game for Grand Island Northwest, but it'd be hard for us to find out otherwise because they've got the stands packed and ready to go on their side. Band is just a play and away, and they're ready for some serious volleyball to make another run towards the state championship for Bennington. Another good crowd on hand as well. They packed our side of the stands, and we are very close to getting the ball game started here as the players make their way to the court We've got our 5 points bank starting lineup coming your way. As everyone gets all set in position, I tell you, it has been a pretty good experience, by the way, moving this tournament to Grand Island and Hastings. Everything's gone from this media perspective very smoothly, very gracious hosts, and some very nice accommodations. Can't wait to head over to the Heartland Event Center where the championships and a lot of the games tomorrow will be taking place. Beautiful atmosphere and just excited. Volleyball ready to go, and to have it here in central Nebraska is just the icing on the cake. That's your announcement for the Bennington Badgers. And they brought a pretty good contingent with them. Their booster section, again, full. They're ready to play some volleyball, too. Okay, let's have our 5 points bank starting lineup coming at you. Starters look like this. On the outside, Shelby Sass for the Bennington Badgers. Shelby Sass, a 5'9 senior outside hitter. On the other outside, it'll be Jessica Bird. She's a 5'11 sophomore. Here in the middle will be Courtney Ryman. She is a 6'1 junior middle hitter, leads the team in ace blocks. In the middle of the back row will be Samantha Hansen. She's a 5'11 sophomore, leads the team. Actually, she leads the team in ace blocks with 80. Courtney Ryman, 69. On the right side will be Ashley Pearson. She is a 6-foot senior, leads the team in kills. Your setter will be Erin Westfall. She is a 5'6 junior, leads the team in aces on the service line. And, of course, assists with 789, the libero, Samantha Steffes. And she's a 5'5 sophomore, leads the team in digs with 314. That's your starting lineup for the Bennington Badgers. Their head coach, Scott Romans, and their record, 30-2. For the Grand Island Northwest Vikings, again, their record 32-3. Head coach Diane Ruzzi, their starters look like this. On the outside will be Tess Merrill. She is a 5'10 junior outside hitter. Also on the outside, Tori Priesendorf is a 5'8 junior. In the middle will be Carney Cool. She's a 5'11 senior middle hitter. Leads the team in kills, ace blocks, and ace serves as well. In the middle also will be Courtney Patterson in the back row. She's a 5'10 junior. On the setting position, it'll be Emily Jones. Right side will be Michaela Schimmer. Emily Jones, 6-foot junior. Michaela Schimmer is a 6-foot junior as well. Your libero is Haley McNeilis. She is a 5'4" senior, leads the team in digs. That's your starting lineup for the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. Again, under head coach Diane Ruzzi, three times state runners-up in the last three consecutive years. And this year, they'd certainly like to bring an end to that dubious honor, but standing in their way will be the Benning Badgers. Again, a fantastic crowd on hand. Glad to have you along with us. Also welcome all of you listening online. Apparently there's been a substitution. It looks like Kaylee Bachman. Let's see. Kaylee Bachman's going to be getting a start in that defensive position, so we'll have to make our adjustments to our starting lineup. So that's your 5 points bank starting lineup coming at you. Good round of applause. A fantastic crowd on hand. It's a beautiful gym here in Grand Island Central or Grand Island Senior High School. We call the district finals here, or the sub-district finals here, rather, for Grand Island Central Catholic last week to set the stage for Class C1. But we're in Class B tonight, all set and ready to have you with you. Or ready to have some fantastic volleyball. Glad to have you. Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Got a lot of background noise we're trying to make do with, but you know what? We'll get through it. So we're all set to play some volleyball. We'll take a quick break, line everything up, and get ready to rock and roll and get this ball bouncing across the net. All excited about that. It's going to be a fun tournament. Nice to have it here again. So we'll take that quick break, and we'll come back with some volleyball. You're listening to high school volleyball right here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
You like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose fresh at Super Saver, 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High School. All set, ready to go. Class B opening round action for the Nebraska State Volleyball Tournament here. Bennington taking on the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. Bennington will have the serve. They're in their blue shirts, black pants. Grand Island Northwest in their gold tops and black shorts. Bennington has the service. They'll be ready to get things going here. Back at the service line for Bennington, Aaron Westfall, 5'6", the setter for the Badgers. She'll start the serve, and we'll be underway here in Class B. We'll get you some scores updated as well, but right now we are underway. First serve is a rock and fire one. Northwest wastes little time up and through the block. Good shot. Kearney Cool. Boy, incredible vertical leap. She just actually shot up there and got the ball down, and Grand Island Northwest comes out with a 1-0 lead. Back to serve now for the Vikings. Shot is up. It's Michaela Shimmer. Shimmer's shot is fielded, and a hard shot rocketed, blocked by the Viking. Michaela Shimmer pops up on that front left line and gets the block as well. A great serve and a fantastic block to go with it. Vikings are up 2-0. Shimmer pops it up. This one's going to go right into the net, and Bennington will take over now, trailing by one. Into the ball game now. Shelby Sass. Kristen Picorni hits the bench. Back to serve for Bennington. Jessica Byrd. Her shot is up. The libero goes down to get it. Big set. Hammer on the left side by the Vikings. Fielded cleanly by the Badgers. Now, Badgers respond in kind. Free ball coming back from Northwest. Back row shot goes down. Diving effort by Bachman, but out of that back row, Jessica Byrd comes down with a hammer, and Bennington has tied up the score at 2. Jessica Byrd, jump serve over on the left side, picks it up, fires it in. Dig is picked up by Bachman. Bachman makes a good set, tough play, and it'll be a free ball by Bennington. They did well to get it. Tipped off the net, set by Kaylee Bachman. Check that. Emily Jones makes the set. Now it's a back set by Shimmer for the Vikings, and over on the right side, it's going to fall. And Bennington will pick up the point and take the lead. Now their first lead of the match, 3-2 the score. Jessica Byrd. Hammers one across, dig by the Vikings, set up on the left side, shot over by Jones, block at the net, going up to get it, Kearney Cool comes up, pops it down, gets the score for Grand Island Northwest. We're tied at 3, into the ball game now. Tori Priesendorf comes in for Kaylee Bachman, back to serve now for the Vikings. Tori Whelan-Morales sends it across now. Bennington loads up on the left side. Shot goes. Vikings there to handle it. Load up on the left side themselves. Shot from Priesendorf is over. Sent right back by the Badgers. Tipped over. No good from Cool. diving effort by the libero, and it's going to be sent over as a free ball. Good hustle both sides of the net right now. Hammering up and down. Shot's going to be out of bounds by Ashley Pearson of the Badgers. It went out of bounds. Northwest will pick up the point, and the lead, 4-3, is our score. Back to serve now. Tori Morales sends it across. Battle at the net. GI Northwest puts it away. The Vikings now stretch their lead to 2. 5-3 is your score. Morales back to serve. Walks up. Pops it from way back into the net. It goes just short. And Bennington will get it back. Trailing by 1. They'll send the libero, Samantha Steffes, back to serve. Swinging, running, jump serve. Fires it across. Picked up by the libero. McNeilis did a good job firing it right back, and in a hurry was Emily Jones with the kill. And it's now 6-4 Northwest. Keel sends it across. It's Keel, not Cool, waiting for the scoreboard to update. Grand Island Northwest is going to get it. 6-4 says the scoreboard. I think we missed a point. The scorers are checking it out. Keel sends this one across. On the right side come the Badgers. Shot up and down and through. Ashley Pearson finds the mark. And gets the point. The score is now correct, 7-5. Bennington down by 2. To the line comes Pearson. Pearson rips it across, handled nicely by Morales. Loading up on the left side, through the tip, Priesendorf got a piece of it. Back to work come the Badgers. Now it's Northwest, firing on the left side, down and through, in it goes. Priesendorf gets the kill and gets the point. Northwest now up 8-5 at the three-point lead. Back to serve, Emily Jones. Jones, the lefty, stands up, pops it across, fielded cleanly by Jessica Bird. Now loading up on the left side are the Badgers. Hard shot by Bird. Touched, out of bounds it goes. Point goes to Bennington. Now they're down by 2, 8-6, Northwest. With the lead, Bennington to serve. Back at the service line, Kristen Picorni. Picorni, 5-3, a senior, rips this one through and across, picked up by the libero, McNeilis. Now hammered on the left side, brought down quick and hard by Schimmer, but the Badgers were able to handle it, firing it right back, quick dink over. Badgers recover, back set, back row smash, covered. Working on the left side, another hard shot going down to get it, where the Badgers keeping it alive. Point after the double hit off Bennington goes to Northwest. The Vikings get it back. 9-6 is your score. Back into set, Kaylee Bachman for the Vikings. Up by 3. Shot is up, carries over, handled by the libero, Steffes. Pushed over. Pass over now in the middle. Shot down and through. Not much on it, but the placement was perfect. Courtney Patterson gets the shot to go for the Vikings. It's 10-6. Good teamwork, good passing by the Vikings early on here in the first set. Shot is up, just clears the net off the serve. Reached over, touched, put down. Mackenzie Brown got a good touch on it in for the Vikings. A freshman gets in there and gets the point. It's 11-6. Bachman sends it across, fielded by the libero, Steffes. Loads up on the left side, shot down and just out of bounds. Jessica Bird got some on it, took the angle, and it drops. Bennington wants a timeout, trailing 12-6 in the first set. You're listening to High School Volleyball from the state tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.com.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School. Rob Osmond with you. Class B action. The Bennington Badgers and the Northwest Vikings. Grand Island Northwest up 12-6. They have the serve. It's Kaylee Bachman. Bachman to handle it. Serves from the left side. Drives it over. Picked up. Missed set. Right at it. You'll call it an ace. And 13-6. Northwest now by 7. Morales sends this one across. This one's perfect pass over now to the left side. Shot is up and down and through. Jessica Bird got the hammer on that one. Blocked by Northwest. Out of bounds it goes. And it's 13-7. Bennington with the service now. Samantha Hansen handles it. She rips it across. Rolls it just out of bounds. And it'll be 14-7. Another 7-point lead for Northwest. The Vikings send Courtney Patterson to the line. Patterson over on the right third, rears back, pops this across, handled by the libero. Now pass back, set, hammered on the right side, down and through. Jessica Bird climbs the ladder and gets this one right back for Bennington. 14-8 your score, and to the line will go Aaron Westfall. Serving for the Badgers, head coach Scott Romans looking on. Just off the net comes the serve, handled, pass over Shimmer, makes a nice set. Dinks it over, gets the point. Northwest will have the service right back. 15-8, another 7-point lead for the Vikings. To serve, Michaela Shimmer. 6-foot junior sends it across in a hurry. Hammer down the left side, diving effort all the way. Bachman got a hold of it for the Vikings. They keep it alive, and now here come the Badgers. Back set, right side smash. Down and through it goes. Pearson does it. This time the 6-foot senior finds Paydirt at the bottom and gets it back for Bennington. Now 15-9 your score. Bird. Jump serve just clears the net. Down to get it was Morale or Bachman. Under the net is going to be the Vikings. Yes. Sliding underneath the net was Carney Keel. And it's 15-10. Bennington trails by 5, whittling their way back. Jessica Bird gets the signal from Coach Romans. Service is up. It's over. Right to the libero. Quick set. Dinked over. Nobody there for Bennington. Good read and a good touch by Carney Keel. And it'll be 16-10. Vikings will have the service. Tori Morales works her way around. In the service rotation is back and in line. Walks up. Pops it over. Badgers now, quick set. Shimmer there to dive in for a shot on the left side off the block. Good job by Pearson for the Badgers. Now, Badgers, Bennington loads up on the right side. Pearson lets it fly. Shot is up into the net from the Vikings. They did well to get it going, and now it's the Badgers backpedaling. They'll send back the free ball. No, it's not going to happen. And the Vikings hustle turns into some points now, 17-10. Fourth time tonight, they've led by 7. Morales rears back, drives this one across and deep. Out of bounds it goes. Bennington will get it back. 17-11 is our score. Samantha Steffes toes the line for the Badgers. Winds it up, running jump serve, clears the net. Set by Shimmer, touched over on the left side by Priesendorf, gets the shot, or a foul is called, and it's going to go towards Bennington. Bennington now down by 5, 17-12. Out of rotation. Officials were quick on it. Rotation is off. Bennington now 17-13. Back to serve. Steffes lets it fly. Shimmer puts it up on the right side. Hammered down by Keel. Badgers there to cover. They'll load up on the right side. Pearson goes down, rips it through. Ashley Pearson makes another big kill. She is fired up. Timeout. Grand Island Northwest. 17-14 is our score. You're listening to state volleyball action on Classic Hits. 98.9 KKPR.com.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro. Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and family.
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High School. Great matchup going on right now. Bennington battling. Bennington will make an unforced error, and Northwest comes out on top and gets the service back up 18-14. Vikings had led by 7, now up by 4 after Bennington started a little rally going. Service picks up. Keel has it. Touched over now. Hammered on the left side. Good pass from Northwest. Badgers there to handle it. They're going to touch it over from the back row. Set is up, another big hammer. This one's going to go down, and somebody just pulled a string on that one. Friesendorf got a rip on it. Thought it was going to go out of bounds at the last second. It just dives down and gets in by at least the length of the ball, and it's a 19-14 five-point Viking lead. Service is over. Bump pass over to the left side. Tipped over at the net, partially blocked by the Vikings. Now they'll go back to the left side attack. Swinging back in is Westfall for the set. She'll make a pass, and they're going to be four hits on the Badgers' side. Vikings will get it back, and they're the first to 20. 20-14 your score. Got another timeout for Bennington. 20-14, six-point lead for Grand Island Northwest. It's high school volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back again to Grand Island Senior High School. Rob Austin with you. Glad to have you along. Welcome those of you listening online as well. Back underway now. The Vikings shot is over. Kearney Keel on the serve. Gets it to go. Gets it right back. And now the Badgers load up here. Pushed over in the middle and just out of position are the Vikings. Friesendorf had rotated around to the right side and left that front left open. And the Badgers were quick to spot it. 20-15 is our score. Bennington with the serve. Down by 5. Pearson sends this across down to the court. Return on the left side. Hard shot picked up by Friesendorf. Badgers trying to dink it over. Into the net goes the Vikings. And 20-16 is our score. Bennington by 4. They're cutting into this lead. Pearson once again lines up left side. Lefty pops it across. Set over to the left side. Vikings are working well on that left side. Shot is down and through. Hansen got a good piece of it from the Badgers, and the Vikings will send back the free ball. Set from Westfall over on the right side. Attack and down from the swing over. Samantha Hansen comes around, and now it's Bennington picking up the pace. Down by 3. 3 straight points now for Ashley Pearson at the service line. The lefty sends this across and in a hurry. Set from Jones. On the left side attack. Shot up through and down for the point. Friesendorf got this one. And the Vikings get it back. 21-17 your score. Emily Jones to serve. She lines up on the left side. Another lefty. Rips this one. Just clears the net. Feeds back perfectly to the Vikings. Vikings win the battle of the net. Now load up on the right side attack. Solid shot. Schimmer was over there and put that one down. And it's 22-17. Grand Island Northwest, 32-3 on the season. Bennington, 30-2. Two tough teams, Class B, going at it. Westfall makes a run for it for the Badgers. Cross the court, nice shot by Bennington's Hansen. Brought right back in a hurry. Hansen now makes the pass over. Back set for the Vikings. At the net, good block. Bennington doing it up on the left side. That seems to be working for the Vikings. Friesendorf makes it a 23-17 with a big kill. Left side working very well for Grand Island Northwest. Jones continues the service line from the left side, sends it across. Westfall, long set over to the left. Left side attack, solid shot by Hansen. Battle at the net, bounces on the net, rolls over to the side. Out of bounds it goes, and the Vikings will get it back. 24-17, set point. Viking fans on their feet. Jones back to set. Lines up, hammers this one over. Libero goes down to get it, and it'll be sent back as a free ball. Schimmer sets the middle. Covered by the Badgers now. Westfall back set, hammers to Pearson on the left side. Pearson comes up big, but the Vikings handle it. They go to the left side one more time. Friesendorf lets it fly, but the Badgers handle it. Return is going to go just out of bounds, so Grand Island Northwest takes the first set, 25-17 over Bennington. We'll take a quick break and come right back with a wrap-up of some numbers. All coming at you. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.com.
Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Lady Vikings players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. Go to equitableonline.com to find the tools you'll need to put your financial game plan in motion. Equitable Bank, bank with the E. Member FDIC.
With over 22 years of providing comfort, compassion, and complete funeral and cremation services, Huron Funeral Chapel's commitment to you has been to fulfill your needs and expectations in the services provided. Huron Funeral Chapel of Grand Island, because the memory will live forever.
USAVE Pharmacy in Grand Island wants to be your pharmacy, offering free delivery in town along with the lowest prices and best service. All you could want in a pharmacy, along with great locations at 2nd and Eddy and at 13th and Webb. USAVE Pharmacy in Grand Island.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Once again, welcome back to Grand Island Senior High School, home of the Islanders. Today, hosts of the opening round of the Class B State Volleyball Tournament. First year in Grand Island and Hastings. Glad to have it here in central Nebraska. Get a chance to see some fantastic teams that have made it. Once again, the Northwest Vikings here for the fourth year in a row. The 3 years previous, they've been runners-up. Now they take the first set from the Bennington Badgers, 25-17. Second set action will be coming your way momentarily. We'll get you caught up here on some scores. Class A final, Papillion-La Vista South beat Omaha Burke earlier in Class A. Lincoln Southwest took down Papillion-La Vista, and that'll set up a second-round match tomorrow for Class A. Millard-North winners over Grand Island High School five sets. Millard-North ends the season for Grand Island High School. Over in Class C2, Thayer Central was victorious against Bridgeport, and Hardington Cedar Catholic takes West Holt earlier. Lutheran High Northeast was a winner earlier and advances to the second round. Also in Class A, Millard North. Oh, we already mentioned that one. Omaha Gross Catholic in Class B beat Gretna earlier. Lincoln Pius beat Seward. That's kind of an upset. Lincoln Pius advances to play Omaha Gross Catholic tomorrow. Elkhorn winners earlier against Gehring. Columbus SCOTUS and C1 came victorious. Grand Island Central Catholic will take on SCOTUS again in Class C1. Kearney Catholic won earlier. Syracuse and Sandy Creek going at it right now on KLIQ-FM. Dodge beat Wallace earlier. Lawrence Nelson victorious in the number two seed in D2, beating Stewart. Ansley beat Hay Springs earlier here in D2. And that should get you about caught up. Second set action coming your way. Service up and in, and the kill comes back. Bennington strikes first in set number two, up 1-0 after a good kill over on the right side. Another score for you, Sandy Creek and Syracuse in set one. Sandy Creek takes it 25-17. Service comes over. Grand Island Northwest makes a big hammer from, or gets a big hammer from Kearney Keel to tie it up at one. Torrey Morales will toe the line for the Vikings, all set to serve. Vikings now going from left to right. Morales floats this one across, picked up by Pearson, set by Westfall, now touched over by the Badgers on the right side from Bird. Set on defense, hard shot by Priesendorf on the left side. Now the Vikings will rotate around to the right side. They'll have to send back a free ball. Good hustle by Bennington. Schimmer sets in the middle. Perfect job. Down and through it goes. Kearney Keel gets the kill. And it's 2-1. Northwest on top. Morales back to serve once again. Morales floats it across. Pearson pushes up. Westfall sets the right side. Bird comes up big. Vikings there to handle. Morales from the back row drives this one across. Picked up by the Badgers' libero. Now the left side. Bird goes in there. Gets the block. Gets it herself. And now it'll be sent back through and over. And the Vikings did a good job. Morales with the dig. Partially blocked at the net. Bennington digging in. And the shot comes right back off the block. And it's too hot to handle for the Badgers. Point belongs to Northwest. The Vikings now up 3-1. Into the ballgame now. Courtney Ryman returns to the bench. Demi Higgins. Morales back to serve. Steps up on the right side. Floats it across. Pearson to Westfall. On the right side, Bird runs the length of the net and gets it to go. Drops it in as clean as could be along the net and gets the point for Bennington. It's 3-2. Vikings now digging in. Back to serve will be Jessica Bird for Bennington. Bird sends it right into the net. Point will go to Northwest, up 4-2 now. Back to serve will be Kearney Keel, 5'11", senior. Leads the Vikes in numerous categories. Rips this one across. Westfall sets over to the left side. Picked up by Pearson. Pearson hammers it down, but the Vikings were there. They respond right back, just out of bounds from Priesendorf. And it'll be 4-3. Bennington with the serve. To the line comes Samantha Steffes, the libero. 5'5 sophomore swings it around. Jump shot over. Service is going to be long. Northwest will get it back with a 2-point lead. Service up from Emily Jones. Picked up by the Badgers in the back row. Pearson goes on the right side, attack block right back, and now they'll send this one a little bit deeper for the Vikings now to load up on the left side. Into the block, back. Northwest handles it, back set. Schimmer gets it to go, and it touches the line. Michaela Schimmer comes up big, gets the point, makes it a 6-3. Second match, Grand Island Northwest took the first one, 25-17. They lead here now in the second, 6-3. Shot is over now. Westfall. Left side attack coming from the Badgers, handled by Northwest. The return drops between players, and the Vikings pick up the point now, 7-3. Emily Jones continues along the service line. 3 points in a row for Jones. Westfall back set, right side, Pearson over the block, Vikings cover. Schimmer pushes it back in the back row, covered, picked up by the Badgers now. Right side, Pearson gets it to go. Morales goes down to get it. On the left side, attack. Sod is down and through, but covered. Priesendorf got an arm on it. Pearson rattles one back, and here's the Vikings on the right side. Schimmer unloads, left it go. Steph handles it from the libero position. Now back row, Bird gets it over. Here's the Vikings on the left side. Hard shot, ball bouncing around. I think it's going to be four hits. It is. Tough shots over there on the right side, and they finally get it to go. Shelby Sass was in on that one. It's 7-4. Bennington takes over the service. They'll send to the line Ashley Pearson. Pearson, a lefty, sends this one right into the net. Bennington turns it over, and it's 8-4. Double rotation now coming in. Mackenzie Brown will take the left side, and Kaylee Bachman will take over service for the Vikings. Up by two. Her shot is over, picked up in the back row by Pearson. Now on the left side, harsh slam down, but a good job by Morales rather to get it. Whistle blows, and I think into the net, no. Net violation is going to be called on Bennington, and it's now 8-5. No, it can't be 8-5. It's got to be 9-4. We'll wait till they clear that one up. Touched on the block coming back. And now it's going to have to be 10-4. They got 10-5 on the scoreboard. It should be 10-4. We'll say they fixed it now. Now they got it. And Northwest is going to rattle off another point and get it now, 11-4. So a big turn of events now as Northwest is putting a roll on this. We're going to get a timeout for Bennington. 7-point lead for Northwest. Ties their biggest lead of the evening. It's high school volleyball at the state level on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.com.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High School. Rob Osmond with you. Some more scores for you in D1, Chambers, Wheeler Central, 25, Howells, 18. D2, Sterling, 25, Mullen, 21. I tell you, the people working here at this state tournament are running around helping us out. Service back underway. Vikings have it. Morales now, Westhoff, sends it across, makes a nice pass. Ball bounces aside. Bennington will get it back. 11-5 is your score. Back to serve now. Samantha Hansen flies it. Vikings pick it up now on the left side. Schimmer lets it go. Pearson handles for the Badgers on the left side. Bird goes up. Misses the block from Schimmer's shot. Now pushed over. Bennington sets back on defense. Left side dinked over. Picked up nicely by Brown, but the Badgers were there to cover it. Pearson comes up from the back row, pushes this one. Schimmer works the left side, going to get called for the double hit. Bennington strikes back. 11-6 now is your score. Badgers down by five. To the line comes Kristen Picorni. Picorni drives this one over, picked up by Morales. Now set over to the left side. Schimmer lets it fly into the block. Down it goes. Vikings point. 12-6. Schimmer didn't have a lot on that one, but boy, it just found its way to the court. And they'll get the point, take them any way they can get them. Courtney Patterson comes to the line for the Vikings. Works over the right side, steps up, pulls it in. Handled by the libero, Steffes. Westhoff makes a set right in the middle, wasting no time. Hansen makes a quick slam, and Bennington gets it right back. 12-7 is your score. To serve, Samantha Hansen. Hansen skips up, drives this one hard. Morales goes down to get it. Quick back up again, left side. Westhoff for the Badgers loads up. Free ball is sent back from Bennington. In the middle, touched over. Bird makes a save. Westhoff works the right side. Westfall hammered across by Pearson. It's the Vikings now sending back the free ball. Westfall goes right into the block. comes Courtney Ryman, and Keel was there along with her, Brown, and that ball batted back faster than it was sent into her, and it's 13-7. Northwest with the service. Shimmer steps up, booms it across. Westfall back set, right side attack by Bird. Bird gets it to go, but the Vikings cover it. Now the left side, hard shot. Was there a touch? No, no touch. Brown, Mackenzie Brown drives it in, but out of, or drives it, but out of bounds, and it's 13-8. Back to serve for the Badgers, Aaron Westfall. Westfall rips this one across, picked up in the back row, in the middle, pushed over by the Vikings. Pearson sets left side. Bird comes up in the back row to make the touch. Vikings now touch on the left side, and coming up out of that back row, big Emily Jones gets the shot. Mackenzie Brown to the bench. Tori Morales will come back in. 14-8 is your score. Northwest by six. They've led by as many as seven. Chance to tie that right here. Westfall sets on the left side attack. Pearson rips it down into the block but knocked out of bounds. And Northwest is going to get it. Too much speed from Pearson. Couldn't stop herself. It's 15-8. Northwest with the serve. Morales spins it, steps up, pops it across. Pearson, Westfall, back set, right side. Bird lets it fly. Handled by the Vikings now on the left. Shot is up and into the net. Friesendorf had a hard time finding the angle. Mistimed the jump, and it goes right into the net. It's 15-9. Jessica Bird to serve for Bennington. Bennington hanging in there, losing the first set, 25-17. Trail here by six. Vikings now in the middle. Keener lets it go and gets the kill. Hard shot. That ball had a zip powie on it, I'll tell you that. 16-9 is your score. Kearney Keel works that right side, steps up, drives it over. Westfall sets left. Pearson comes up into the block. Bounces down on the Bennington side. Point will go right back to Northwest now. 17-9 your score. 8-point lead here. Biggest of the night for Northwest. Keel rips this one across. Westfall, quick set over. Diving effort. Morales was there. She'll respond. Back up. Westfall sets middle this time. Coming up for it big was Ryman. Vikings having a hard time getting it back. They do. Get a round of applause for that, for hanging in there. And then come right back. And Bennington's going to get it. Pearson shot in the right side. Through the block, down to the court it goes. Bennington back in it. 17-10, your score. Samantha Steppa steps up, running jump, drives it over. Morales goes down, tough return into the net. Vikings tried to make a play on it, but it was perfectly fed to the Badgers. They'll take the point now. 17-11, your score. Second set action. Into the net with a vengeance. Right, that ball had a purpose. Northwest gets it back. 18-11. Back to the service line, Emily Jones. Jones, the lefty, stands back, pulls it over. At the net, Westfall brings it back. Too much, just a little bit off the position for Hansen. And Northwest will take the point now, up by eight one more time. 19-11. Jones lets it fly. Off the back fingers, a serve for Emily Jones. It's 20 to 11. It's a 9-point Northwest lead. Timeout, Bennington. In the opening round of Class B State Volleyball, we got a break coming. Classic hits 98.9 KKPR.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School. Rob Austin with you. Glad to have you along. Great volleyball. Twenty to 11 is our score. Vikings on top. Vikings with the serve. In the hands now, Emily Jones. She'll send it across. Pearson now works the left side. Touched over by Hansen. Here's the Vikings on the right side. Shimmer gets it to go, but it's blocked right back by Hansen. Hansen gets a hand on this one, too, but now it's the Badgers. Westfall on the right side. Pearson drives it across into the net. Yes. Hits the antenna, rather, and the point belongs to Grand Island Northwest, 21-11. Jones winds up, flies it over. Pearson watches the dribble right in front of her. A serve picked up. 5 straight points for Emily Jones. Shot is over. Hammered. Hansen comes up with this one. Lays a big right hand to it and finds the gap. Gets it to go, and Bennington will finally get it back, 22-12. 10-point lead for Northwest. Floated over into the front row off the service from Pearson. Hammered down quick and brought back by the libero. Steffes did a good job to save that one. More self-defense. Now the Badgers load up on the right side. Pearson lets it go, and it's in. Bennington makes it a 9-point game, 22-13, second set action. Grand Island Northwest, 4 deep on the service from Ashley Pearson. Pearson gets the read, winds up, lefty sends it over, quick floater. On the left side, Shimmer off the block and bumped over. No, it's not quite going to make it. Getting a hand on it was Shelby Sass, but it drops over, and Northwest will make this back to 10 points. 23-13 is our score. Kaylee Bachman in to serve for the Vikings. On the left side, she'll wind up, pop it across. Picked up in the back row. Westfall sets Hansen in the middle. Hansen gets a good piece of it, and the Vikings are going to retreat and can't track it down. It kept going back farther and further. It's 23-14. Coach Diane Ruzzi comes out, gets some encouragement going, trying to rally the Vikings now. 23-14 is your score to serve for the Badgers. Kristen Picorni. Picorni on the left side, stands up, pops it over, drops it in. The libero handles it. Now pushed over on the left side. Shimmer lets it go. Shimmer drops it in off the block now. Pearson's going to push back row. Shimmer on the right side, swinging around, blocked right back, and the Vikings give chase but can't track it down. And Bennington down but not out. 23-15, Badgers giving it all they can. Second serve now coming from Kristen Picorni, 5'3", senior. Toes the line, rears back, drives it across, picked up now. On the left side, Shimmer pushes it across, diving effort. The libero picks it up, Steffes handles it. Now ripped down by Bird, but the libero, McNeilis, was there. For Grand Island Northwest now, and we're going to get a double hit. Called on GI Northwest, 23-16 is your score. Vikings led by as many as 11 in this set. Now up by 7. Picorni drops this one in. Morales comes up to get it. Shimmer through the block. Saved by the Badgers, trying to get the free ball back. They won't get it. Grand Island Northwest now. Set point. 24-16 is your score. Trying to put it away now, Courtney Patterson from the Vikings. She'll step up, drive it across, out of bounds it goes. Second set point coming. 24-17 is your score. Back to serve, Samantha Hansen. Hansen skips up, jump serve, hammers it over, and in for the eight. Nobody laid a hand on it. In fact, only 2 Vikings turned to look. We got a timeout, Grand Island Northwest. Our score, 24-18 in the second set. It's high school volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
You like choices, so choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose fresh at Super Saver, 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Welcome back to State Volleyball opening round of Class B action here. Grand Island Northwest, for the third time here, has set point. They got Bennington against the wall, 24-18. Bennington with the serve, however, refusing to go down. Samantha Hansen, 5'11 sophomore, jumps it up. Down goes Morales to get it. Vikings in play. In the middle now, Pearson steps up, makes a save. Westfall goes over. It'll be a free ball sent back by Ryman. Here's the Vikings on the left side. Schimmer lets it go, and it's in the point. And the set belongs to Grand Island Northwest, 25-18. Second set is in the books. Grand Island Northwest up 2-0. We'll take a quick break and come right back. We'll have third set action coming right at you on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.com.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Cairo is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Cairo.
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High School, home of the Islanders, today hosting the opening round of Class B volleyball at the state tournament in Grand Island and the Grand Island Northwest. Having a little time finishing off Bennington in that second set, but they managed to pull through it and pick up the win in set number two. Third set coming, where Grand Island Northwest would really like to make this one a three and out and advance to the next round. Bennington may have something to say about that. Grand Island Northwest doing a fantastic job of working that ball around. Good passing all the way around from Emily Jones and Michaela Schimmer, both working in that setting position to get that ball into the right spot and into the hands of Carney Keel, Tori Friesendorf, and even Schimmer's been getting some good hard shots in there. At 6 foot, a junior, she's been doing an outstanding job driving that ball in. We'll switch sides here. Bennington has the talent, has the ability, but they don't have that depth and they don't have that perseverance, if you will, that the Northwest Vikings have. The Vikings, clearly a lot of experience as they work around, very junior, senior heavy, and you see a lot of sophomores mixed in for Bennington, and that will speak well for Coach Scott Roman in later years. But it got him here to the state tournament, and he'd certainly like to keep plugging away and get into the second round. And we'll be getting underway here shortly. They'll have the service. Bennington will. And we are underway. Service from Westfall. Batted around, and Northwest can't get it to go. Bounces in between. Bennington comes out on top, 1-0. Winner will play Elkhorn tomorrow. On the right side, Northwest. Whistle blows, and it's going to go right. It'll go to Grand Island Northwest. Tied up at one. Schimmer let this one fly. set in the middle, hammered down by Ryman. Back to action. Mackenzie Brown lets it go on the left side. Brown goes up with the block along with her. After the double hit, Carney Keel had her hand in there too, but Bennington will pick up the point. It's a 2-1 ball game. Bennington with the serve now. It'll be Jessica Bird to handle it. Bird works the left side. Jump serve, blows it across, and it's going to be long, way long. 2-2 is our score. Northwest will go to the line to serve. Tori Morales back to handle. Morales lines up way back, steps up, pops, drives it over, picked up in the back row. Westfall tries to get it right at the net, reaching up. Keel gets it, but she was into the net. Keel was into the net with a hand and drives it down. And Bennington will take the point now, up by one, 3-2. Shot is over. On the right side, Keel comes around over the block, through the block, and around and down it goes. Northwest will get it back from the Keel kill, and we're tied at three. Keel back to serve, rips this one over, picked up by the libero. Pearson now will push it over. Now Bird from the back row lets it fly. Back set from Shimmer, hard shot on the right side now from Emily Jones. Badgers there to cover. Shimmer sets down the left side. Solid effort down and through. Vikings working at it out. Badgers giving chase, can't get it to go. Ball went off the foot and into Jessica Bird's mouth. She's laughing about it, but the point goes to Grand Island Northwest, up 4-3. Keel back to serve one more time. Rips this one across. Down, ace serve. Carney Keel had 36 during the regular season. Picks up another one here along with it, a two-point lead. Northwest on top. Keel flies this one over. It's going to be right on the line, and they're going to call it out. Bennington will get it back. 5-4. Ashley Pearson to the line. Out of bounds it goes off the touch. Northwest will get it back from the shot, and it'll be a 6-4. Third set, a must-win for Bennington. They've got to dig deep. They're down now by two, 6-4. Bennington thought it was theirs. It was not. All set to serve here now. Emily Jones. Jones fires across. Back row, Pearson flies into the block. Good job by Courtney Patterson to keep it alive. And now here's the Vikings on the left side. Shot ripped down by Priesendorf. Badgers load up on the left side, and it's Shelby Staff putting a smack on it. Gets it to go off the block. Down it goes. Bennington now trails by one, 6-5. Back to serve now, Kristen Picorni. Picorni on the left side. Raises up, drives it over. Picked up by the libero, McNeilis. Now on the left side, Shimmer into the block. Touchdown, it goes. Points, Grand Island Northwest, 7-5. In to serve now will be Kaylee Bachman. Bachman, a 5'2", senior, listed as a defensive specialist. Throws this one over and out. 7-6, Bennington. Down by one, back in the ballgame, Courtney Ryman. Samantha Steffes heads to the bench, back to serve. Samantha Hansen, 5'11", sophomore, hard hitter. Drives it back to the libero, now pushed up. Shimmer pushes it over from the left side. Shimmer now loads up for the Vikings in the middle, this time working it over to Courtney Patterson. Patterson drove it down, blocked at the net. Badgers giving chase, can't get it to go, point. Goes to the Vikings. It's 8-6. Back to serve for the Vikings. Courtney Patterson. She's over on the right side. Rears back. Pops it over. Pearson Westfall back set, going up for it. Jessica Bird hammers it down, covered by Schimmer, and it'll be a whistle blow double hit called on the Vikings. Point goes to Bennington now. It's 8-7, trailing by one. Bennington sends Aaron Westfall, the center, to the line. She'll run up, pop this one, just floats it over. Nice touch. Schimmer works the middle to Keel. Keel throws it in, diving up with Westfall. Ball still in play. Good effort by the Badgers. Keel hammers it down, blocked at the net. Blocked by Courtney Ryman. And we are tied up at 8. Bennington not quite ready to leave Grand Island yet. Aaron Westfall handles the service for the Badgers. She'll float this one up in play. Schimmer works the right side. Keel comes around, works that right line down and goes through. Just a good read by Carney Keel. Gives Northwest back the lead, 9-8. Michaela Schimmer now handles the service. She'll rip this one over. Westfall sets the middle. Blocked by Keel. Right back down. Ace block for Carney Keel. And the Vikings now up by 2, 10-8. Schimmer lines up, drives it over. Westfall has to run to get it, sets up the left side. Pearson goes, saved, partially blocked. Vikings have to send this one back in a hurry. They do. Pearson, Westfall on the left side. Bird hammers through the block, down and out. It goes. Point goes to Bennington. Bennington takes the point. It's 10-9. Bennington digging good. They're four deep on the service from Jessica Bird. Vikings playing defensive. Shot is up. Libero handles it. Schimmer works the left side. Shot is up and across by Jones on the left side attack. On the right side, here comes Pearson for Bennington. She gets the hammer and gets it to go. We're tied at 10. Bennington battling now. They are digging deep, playing for their season. And rising to that challenge, Jessica Bird on the left side throws it over for the Badgers. Schimmer pushes, back set. Keel goes along the line. Ball's going to drop, diving effort. And Pearson steps up and gets it. Bennington has got the lead back 11-10. Three straight points for Bennington. 11-10. Jessica Bird picking up some points for the Badgers. Shot is in. Ace serve. Bennington, 12-10. Third set action. Grand Island Northwest takes the first two. And now Bennington making it tough. Bird, four straight serves. Sends it across. Vikings have to backpedal. They're going to send it across. Free ball. Pearson to the libero. Now back set. Bird gets it to go. Batted right back by Keel. Out of bounds. It goes off the block. And the streak comes to an end. Vikings now down by one. To the line comes Tori Morales. Morales rears back. Sends this one over. Pearson. Westfall back to Pearson. Pearson hammers it and stepping up to get it was Morales. That ball may have been out of bounds. She'll make a play on it, but Bennington's going to get the point and a two-point lead, 13-11. Back to serve now. Steffes comes across. Morales sets. Hammered over. Covered. Jones had it. Pearson winds up, pops it down. The libero's there to cover. Left side smash, good attack, and just a good enough angle on it. Friesendorf got it. Down on the ground was Sass, but she couldn't bring it back up. It's 12-13. Vikings trailing by one. Carney Keel rears back, sends this one right into the net. And it's 14-12. It's a two-point lead for Bennington. Midway through, set number three, must win for the Badgers. Pearson floats this one in. Morales comes up, bumped up by Jones. Hammered down the left side and down it goes for the point. Friesendorf sends it off the back row into the crowd and the point goes to Northwest, trailing by one. 14-13 is your score. Jones toes the line, rips it across with the left hand, in and out of the hands of Samantha Steffes. It's an ace serve. Tied at 14, the Vikings battling back. Jones sends it across. Westfall on the left side, rips it down. Good set to Samantha Hansen, and Hansen makes it worthwhile. Just drives that ball down, found the open spot. Bennington regains the lead, 15-14. Service now from Kristen Pokorny. Pokorny, 5'3", pulls it over. Left side, Shimmer drives it down through the block and down to the court. Point, Vikings tied, 15-15. Kaylee Bachman steps up for the Vikings. She'll hammer this one over. Picked up by the libero, brought back quick, out of bounds it went. No one touched it. Vikings will take the point and the lead with it, 16-15. Bachman serving it up, brings it across. Pearson, Westfall hustles over to get it. Bird drops it off the block, stays around to get the return, and now the Badgers will just dump it over. Here's Shimmer on the left side. Shot is up. Mackenzie Brown hits it, brings it down. Out of bounds it goes. Badgers will get it. Tied up, 16. Samantha Hansen will have the service. Jump serve, hammers this one across. That ball was a rocket, and doing well to get control of it was Samantha Steffes, or excuse me, Haley McNeilis did it. Still battling at the net, long rally. Right side, Shimmer drops it over, diving, had three. Badgers vying for it, and now into the net it goes, and unable to get it off was Courtney Ryman, and the Vikings will take the point and the lead, 17-16. Northwest sends Courtney Patterson to the line. Patterson throws it over. Westfall, right side attack. Bird gets it to go down the line, out of bounds. 18-16. Vikings dig it in. Timeout for Bennington. 2-point Northwest lead. It's high school volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
USAVE Pharmacy in Grand Island wants to be your pharmacy, offering free delivery in town along with the lowest prices and best service. All you could want in a pharmacy along with great locations at 2nd and Eddy and at 13th and Webb. USAVE Pharmacy in Grand Island.
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High School. Rob Austin with you on Classic Hits 98.9. Welcome those of you listening online as well at kkpr.com. Packed crowd here, getting some scores popping in here. A lot of good things going on in this tournament as things start to heat up this evening. We got a good one right here. It's Class B, Northwest up 18-16. They're leading 2-0. Bennington giving them what for right now. Badgers trail by 2 on the right side. Bird tips it over, saved by Shimmer. Keel lets it go from the middle. Batted right back. Point goes to Bennington. So Bennington throwing everything they got and looking for the combo under Coach Scott Roman, trying to find a way to break this Viking club. Westfall sends it over for the Badgers. Now it's the Vikings sending back the free ball from Keel. Westfall left side. Bird with the shot goes down and in for the point. Kill being made, and Bennington has tied it back up once again at 18 now. Aaron Westfall flies it over. Morales, Shimmer on the right side. Keel hammers it down off the touch. Down to the court it goes. Vikings get it back, 19-18. Michaela Schimmer to serve. Lines up, throws it over. Westfall gives chase. Pearson from the back row got a little too much on it, a little on top of that one. And into the net it goes. 20-18 is your score. Michaela Schimmer steps to the line. 6 foot junior. Eyes it. Pops it over. Westfall in the middle. Down and in it goes. Courtney Ryman gets it back for the Badgers. 20-19. Four deep now in defense are the Vikings for Jessica Bird. Bird throws it up just off the net, down. Good save by Keel and Schimmer to team up. Badgers now attack from the right side. Pearson will come up, push it over. Gets it right back from the Vikings. Now she'll wind up, fire the left eye, and it's shot down. Covered by the Vikings. Good defense, good movement by Grand Island Northwest. Right side attack, covered by the Badgers. Here's the right side. Pearson has to punch it over, and a double hit. And Bennington will get the point. So Bennington now has tied it up at 20. Bird lines up, sends it over. Schimmer, far left. Diving effort, down it goes. Grand Island Northwest is going to get it back, 21-20. Back to serve for the Vikings. Tori Whelan Morales. Morales right in the middle. Concentrates, steps up, drives it across. Bird, Westfall, back to Bird. Bird into the net it goes. And the point will go to Northwest now, 22-20. Bennington's got to win this set. Grand Island on top. Two sets to none. Timeout for the Badgers. We'll take our last one for this set. It's high school volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
With over 22 years of providing comfort, compassion, and complete funeral and cremation services, Curran Funeral Chapel's commitment to you has been to fulfill your needs and expectations in the services provided. Curran Funeral Chapel of Grand Island, because the memory will live forever.
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High School, home of the Islanders, hosts of the opening rounds of Class B, as in boy volleyball. And boy, let me tell you, we got ourselves a great match here. Bennington refusing to go down. 22-20 is the score in the third set. It's a must-win set for the Badgers. Vikings with the serve. Tori Morales on the right side sends it over. Lot on it, too much, out of bounds it goes. 22-21. Bennington trailing by one. They have the serve. They send Samantha Steffies to the line. On the right side, Carney Keel gets it down for the kill. Westfall dove for it but couldn't get it. Keel comes up big right win. The Vikings needed it. 23-21. Down it goes. Eighth serve. Carney Keel comes up big, and here we are, folks. Match point, Bennington. A look of shock on their face, but some determination. Carney Keel with a serve, drives it over, and it's another ace, and they'll end it. Bennington's season will come to an end. Grand Island Northwest moves on, 25-21 in the third set. Three straight sets. Grand Island Northwest will go to the second round to take on Elkhorn tomorrow. We'll take a quick break, wrap it all up for you on our MISCO's post-game show. That's coming up right after this break. It's high school volleyball on the Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour. Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Lady Vikings players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. Go to equitableonline.com to find the tools you'll need to put your financial game plan in motion. Equitable Bank, bank with the E. Member FDIC.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Welcome back one more time to Grand Island Senior High School. Rob Austin with you on Classic Hits 98.9 and on KKPR.com. We've just wrapped up our opening round for Class B, the matchup, Grand Island Northwest and Bennington, and the Vikings take the Badgers in three straight sets, 25-17, 25-18, 25-21. Bennington hung in there, did a great job making some interesting match, making an interesting match out of it, but the Vikings, too much tonight, too much experience, too much all the way around, as the Grand Island Northwest Vikings will now move on to play in the semifinals tomorrow against Elkhorn. Elkhorn is the top seed. Northwest was the number 5 seed. Elkhorn beat Gehring earlier today in three sets, 25-14, 25-10, 25-15, and will await this Grand Island Northwest team tomorrow at 8:30 in a match that will be played at the Heartland Event Center. Some other scores for you in C1, Sandy Creek took the first set from Syracuse, 25-17. Set number two, the Rockets bounced back and took Sandy Creek 25-16. In the third set, Sandy Creek came out on top, 25-14. They're still underway. Sandy Creek up two sets to one. Class A, Marion took the first set from Bellevue East, 25-15. They took the second one, 25-18, and are up two sets to none. So some great volleyball going on, and folks, tomorrow's a whole nother day for the semifinals, and it would be great if you haven't been out here to see these volleyball games. It would be fantastic for you to come on out and check it out. Semifinal matches tomorrow are here at Grand Island Senior High and at the Heartland Event Center. I encourage you to come on out. Some great facilities and some great matchups tomorrow. And it means so much to have this tournament right here in our neck of the woods in central Nebraska. So we're going to wrap things up on that note. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us for some great volleyball. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm Rob Osmond for everyone here at Flat River Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you had a very pleasant Veterans Day. Thank a vet. Shake their hand. Give them a hug. Whatever it takes, but thank our vets for all the freedoms that we have in this great nation of ours. Again, Grand Island Northwest advances to the semifinals to take on Northwest, beating Bennington in three sets tonight. Have yourself a pleasant evening, and we'll see you back for more volleyball on all of our Platte River radio stations. Good night.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go eggwest.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome,
cool, and awesome.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.